Hey everyone, welcome back to Manifesting Money. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, and if you're anything like me, you probably have a few financial oops moments tucked away in your past. You know those times when you made a decision that felt good in the moment, but left you with a lingering feeling of guilt or shame? We've all been there. But let me tell you, holding on to those feelings is like carrying around a backpack full of heavy rocks. It's dragging you down and preventing you from truly embracing your financial abundance. Today, we're diving deep into how to let go of guilt and shame in your financial journey. Because honestly, who wants to be stuck in the past when there's so much amazing potential waiting for us in the future? This isn't about pretending those moments didn't happen, it's about learning from them and moving forward with grace and confidence. So grab a cup of coffee, settle in, and get ready to release those heavy feelings and step into your power. Now, I know what you're thinking. Letting go of guilt and shame, that sounds easier said than done. And you know what? You're right. It takes work, self-compassion, and a whole lot of courage to face those uncomfortable emotions head on. But trust me, it's worth every ounce of effort because once you release them, you open yourself up to a world of financial possibilities. Here are five key takeaways that will help you on this journey. First, acknowledge the guilt and shame. Don't try to sweep them under the rug pretending they don't exist only makes them fester. Take a moment to really feel those emotions, understand where they're coming from, and why they're holding you back. You know that feeling when you try to ignore something painful? It just keeps bubbling up until it explodes, right? Second, practice self-compassion. This is crucial. Talk to yourself with kindness and understanding, just like you would a dear friend who is struggling. Remember, everyone makes mistakes. It's part of being human. You are not defined by your past financial decisions. Be gentle with yourself and remember that you are worthy of love and abundance even when you stumble. Then learn from your past. Instead of dwelling on what went wrong, ask yourself, what can I learn from this experience? How can I use this knowledge to make better choices in the future? Every financial misstep is an opportunity for growth and learning. Think of it like that time you tried baking a cake and it ended up looking like a volcanic eruption. You probably learn a few things about measuring ingredients, right? Fourth, focus on what you can control. You can change the past, but you can absolutely shape your future. Set new goals, create a budget that works for you, and start taking small steps towards financial freedom. Remember, progress over perfection is the name of the game here. And finally, celebrate your successes big and small. Acknowledge your wins along the way to keep yourself motivated and feeling good about your journey. Every step forward, every extra dollar saved, every debt paid off, it all counts. Let's talk about a real-world example. Imagine you took a trip last year that stretched your budget a little thin. Maybe you overspent on souvenirs or ate out more than planned. Now, instead of feeling guilty and beating yourself up about it, use this experience to learn. Did you identify any spending triggers? Were there areas where you could have saved? Maybe next time, you'll set a strict daily budget for meals or pack some snacks to avoid impulse buys at tourist traps. D. Turning that oops moment into a learning opportunity. Remember, letting go of guilt and shame is a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and keep moving forward. You are capable of achieving financial abundance, I know it, and you know it too. So, what's the takeaway here? It's simple. Embrace your past, learn from your mistakes, and step into your power with confidence. You deserve to be financially free, and it all starts with releasing those heavy feelings that are holding you back. Now go out there and manifest your financial dreams. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a little financial inspiration. And if you are feeling motivated, leave a review. It really helps other people find the show. See you tomorrow for another dose of financial empowerment.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.